First of all, just tell me a bit about your establishment.
So, I'm the CEO of Bromham Bespoke. We menswear ateliers specialize in Italian handmade suits. We basically work from our showroom in Italy. Everything is made over there. Obviously, the brand is based in Africa. Mm-hmm. The whole idea is to offer high-end menswear to the discerning gentleman.
And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for almost 3 years now. Moved to Ghana January 2014. Mm-hmm. And yeah, basically started the business here and kicked it off here.
You moved to Ghana. So were you born here or
I was born here. I grew up here in downtown Kumasi.
Where in Kumasi?
I'm from, like, not in Kumasi, but it's a smaller town as you go further down called Mpwasanti. So that's where I grew up until I was 15.
Which year was that? Huh? What year?
83.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Quite old. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about growing up in Kumasi.
Yeah, okay, one point. I don't know. It was tough growing up. I mean, I've never had a silver spoon handed to me or anything. You know, it's never been like that for me. We come from a middle class background. My dad is a teacher.
What is he?
Mr. Samuel Okoko.
Okay.
And basically, he taught in Nampon as well. So we all based there with my brothers. And gradually, my mom was obviously in the UK. She left when I was 2 years, so I never met her.
Oh.
Until I actually went there for the first time. Obviously, when I got to the UK, that's when I met my mom for the first time.
How many siblings do you have?
I have four. Yeah.
All boys?
Two boys and then two girls. Yeah. So okay. I'm the last born.
You're the last
born? I'm the last born. I like to say that.
Okay. So tell me about your educational background.
Okay, so I think I left GSS 2. When I left Ghana, I was in GSS 2, went to London, went to college, I think I was there for a couple of years or something, and then got bored.
GSS 2, here in Ghana, mm-hmm. Which school?
Yes, it's Mampong Methodist Primary, nothing private, you know.
That's not interesting.
Exactly. Yes, it's not, you know, nothing like GIS or anything like that, you know, I just went to a basic school and, my dad used to, you know, teach there as well. So can you imagine being looked upon, you know, and a lot of my classmates. And I happened to, you know, just pass through my dad's class when I got to, I think, year six or P6 at the time they called it. And I was in his class, so I had, a lot to prove. Being there, you know, obviously his son, and he was pretty much on me.
Did he treat you differently in class?
He did, big time. Big time. I remember even if I do something at home, you know, if I fool around at home, instead of him punishing me at home, he brings me to school. Just to make an example of, you know. So I had a lot to really live up to in terms of my education. He was always about the books and stuff like that. Obviously, when I left and went to London, my mom was there. She didn't pretty much, you know, have a lot of time for me. But I think, you know, because of my upbringing from day one,
So you continued your education in London?
In London, yeah.
Where?
Homerton Secondary School. It was Homerton Boys for a start, and then I went to Hackney College.
Okay.
Yeah, and
college.
Sorry?
What did you read?
Wow, I did computing.
Okay.
Just for, I think, a year and a half or so. Got bored of it. Initially wanted to do fashion. I told my mom about it. She was like, you know,
so it's been a passion from the start.
Absolutely. Even when I was in, you know, when I was in Ghana, when I was in Mampong, you know, there were times that my grandma would call a lot of boys in our family. You know, she would call me at times and be like, you know, she would point me out to all of them, you know, can you guys not look, you know, as clean as he does all the time? I always made sure the little clothes that I had, mm-hmm. you know, it was always, you know, kept clean and, you know, just really looked the part, you know, keeping me at all times. Yeah. I like to look different. I like to look different. I think that was what started the whole thing. Yeah.
So how would you describe yourself as a student back then?
Back in London.
Mm. London, Ghana.
London, Ghana. I think in Ghana for a start, I was good. I remember being very good because, you know, my dad was always on me, so I was quite, you know, on point with my studies.
You didn't bring your own horns.
Huh?
I didn't bring your own horns.
I like to do it, trust me. You're gonna get this through at the interview. You're gonna get this through at the interview. But I was smart. I would say I was smart, you know, in my early, you know, years. And then went to London, you know, got a bit sidetracked. And, the exposure, I think it was probably the exposure. The whole fashion, you know, industry and the sector, you know, I got exposed to it, and you know, I really just wanted to dig in and, you know, find out as much as I can and learn, you know, as much as I can, you know, within that time frame. Yeah.
So, like, what was your fondest memory back in school in Kumasi?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I had a very strict routine. Okay. My dad believes in, you know, just for, you know, fetching for your own. If you're hungry, you've got to work for it. And so after school, for example, I mean, a lot of my, you know, schoolmates would be playing football, you know, as kids and teenagers, that's what we all did back then. But for myself, it was a different case. I had to go to the market. I've sold ice water before.
Tell me about that.
Yeah.
how did it happen?
So, my dad, hey, you want to eat? You've got to work for it. And I think that's always been his upbringing. And like I said, we didn't come from, you know, a background that, you know, we're well off. We were okay. Mm-hmm. But he still wanted me to work for whatever that, you know, came.
So you selling ice water didn't mean there was no money at home?
Not really. I mean, there were times that my mom, you know, she was based in London there. So, you know, every month or so, she would send a lot of money home. But, you know, obviously I was young back then. I didn't know where it got distributed to.
Tell me about your ice water experience.
Yeah, you know, and funny enough, these days I'm driving around, I see them. Yes, after school, I'll go home, you know, so it'll be packed up, you know, the day or the night before. I will, back then we had the, I don't know what you call it.
What?
It was the rubber one, not these sachets.
Oh, yeah, pinging.
Yes, that's the one. <yeah. laughs> You know, the one that, that's what it's called, yeah. And so I would do it the night before, obviously put it in the fridge, and by the following day, by the time I finish school, the following day, it'll be chilled. So, you know, time for business, right? And
I'm sorry.
So, I beg you to spare this comment. Time for business. So I would go home, take off my uniform, put the water in that basket, mm-hmm. a metal basket, and then just go to the station.
Baskets, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, metal basket. You know, it's not even like these days you have the
balls
that hang. So the metal basket, and I'll go to the station, the main station in Mampong, and just sell it. So I remember being even teased at you because, you know, my classmates would see me and they just couldn't understand why I had to do it. You know, they'll be going out to play and be like, Charlie, why are you not coming? I said, well, I've got to work, you know.
You have to be in your office.
That was my office after work, you know, after school. So, really growing up, I think it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was tough, apart from just, you know, selling
it.
Oh, wow. I think a good 6 years.
What?
Yes.
Monday to Friday for
absolutely.
6 years.
Monday to Saturday.
Wow.
So when, obviously Sundays were like my only days off, you know, after church.
Days off.
You know, do you understand that?
Yeah.
After church, and I'd be like, you know, that's when I can really, you know, see. Even after that, that would be the study, you know. He's waiting for you to come in and do some work. So
who did you look up to?
Yeah, I have a role model. I don't think I did, come to think of it. I don't think I did. I was at times, in a way, you know, frustrated because I felt I was missing out on childhood experiences and things like that. You know, just being a kid and running around and fooling around. But I was kept straight. I was kept, you know, on my toes from day one. And I don't know. I don't know if it's... I think I'm grateful because I think what he has done is... kept me focused. And not, you know, go astray or anything like that.
Okay, so before I leave your educational background,
absolutely.
Did you have any nicknames, you know, back in school?
Oh, God. Taking me back. Okay. All right. Okay. There's one. I don't know if it was a name. What was the hair you say?
Why? Why was it
for me? That was actually for my brothers. My brothers used to call me that.
Why?
Why? Because I went to play football one time.
Mm-hmm.
Got injured. So from then I had this what's it called? Limp.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a, you know, an occurring, you know, injury. It would come every now and then. So every now and then it would just, you know, come in. I'll have this slight limp. And obviously, Pose Hayes was a musician. He was disabled and everything. Yeah. So
wow.
My brothers used to call me that, and then I think my family mostly. Yeah, they used to just use me.
Okay. So before Bruman, what was your first job? Did you?
Yes, in London, my first job was at Shelley's. Shelley's was a shoe brand. So, you know, they sell ladies and men's wear, kids and stuff. It was a shoe shop. My first ever work here.
And then from there
was, Camper. Camper, another shoe shop. I was there for at least 2 years.
So for you, it's been like fashion throughout.
I was always keen. I was always keen to really learn as much as I could in any field, whether it was footwear or, you know, menswear or ladieswear. I've been through it all, you know, different shops.
And so what about your college degree?
My college, funny enough, I never finished uni. Yes.
Why?
Because of what I wanted to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
I felt being on the field, getting my hands dirty was I learned a lot more on the, you know, on the job.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot more on the job, and for me that was the only way I could do it. And back then, yes, I could have done it in terms of studies, but, you know, if you end up going to study, I moved out on my own in the end. That means you've got to work, you know, multiple hours if you're going to study. Probably do
so
that.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are you for the fact that students should not focus on courses
mm-hmm.
Connected to their future, you know, desired careers, or mm-hmm. you think they should just go in and learn anything at all?
No, I think education is key.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that education is key. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the only route to success or, you know, fulfillment. I believe in hard work pays. No matter what field you're in, if you look at most of the successful entrepreneurs in the world, around the world, a lot of them didn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
It was just down to hard work and determination that got them where they are.
Okay, that's good. So, do you have any children?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm always proud to say that, yeah. Because, I mean, people, I've posted them a few times on my page, but then people still get it confused whether it's real or not. I'm a proud father of two girls, yes.
Ages?
Ages of 9 and 5.
9 and 5?
Yes.
What's
that thing,
actually?
I'm just saying.
And
their names? It's Rhys and Raven.
So are they based here? Or
were they? They were. They came to live with me here for a whole year when I came, and then they recently came and went again about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
They came for the summer break, and then they.
So you're married?
I was.
Okay.
I was. Yeah. Now I'm separated. Yeah. Hello, ladies. Yeah. Oh Lord. No, I think it's one of those things in life where, you grow apart. I think that's the word I would use.
So that's it.
Yeah, you grow apart and you begin to have, differences in, you know, in the way of life and the way you view things. Yeah, we just kind of grew up by it, and there was no...
And that was it.
That was it, yeah.
What does family mean to you?
It means a lot. I've always been that type that likes to come home to someone. Mm-hmm. I think in London, my lifestyle was just work, family, you know, after work, straight home. So to the point where, you know, my wife then would be like, even if I'm like 20 minutes late, you might not be late to that, you know, maybe it's a train. So I've always been about that. And I think for me, yeah, if you can obviously give birth, or, you know, if you're ready to, you know, bring someone out in the world, you've got to be ready to take care of them. That takes a lot of work, not just the practicals of, you know, taking care of children, but being able to feed them.
So let's come down to the present. Tell me about the birth of Joel Yusuf.
Wow. The whole idea came about 4 years ago when I started coming to Ghana for the first time, because I hadn't been since I went. So I came for the first time, I think it was 2000.